This passage from Luke is really extraordinary on a number of counts. Stylistically, it is totally uncharacteristic of Luke's depiction of Jesus, who's been rightly called, I think, by one writer, Gentleman Jesus. This is a Jesus who forgave everybody, who preached forgiveness. So this doesn't sound at all like him. And then even more to the point, he's talking about division. This man whose whole vision of life was the unity of the human race. Huh? He's talking about division. But not just division that happens accidentally, but the division that he brings to the world. Clearly, something deeper is afoot here than just the superficial text would suggest. We can go to this kind of weird passage from the letter to the Hebrews. That whole letter is fairly weird for that matter. Where, unfortunately, it depicts Jesus as doing a cost-benefit analysis for his life. You know, if I'm good, then, well, clearly that's a misrepresentation of Jesus. But we do have this business of witnesses, the cloud of witnesses, and Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. What does that mean? What does that refer to? It refers to Jesus' witness that everybody on this planet is lovable. Everybody on this planet deserves to be loved. That violence does not have the last word, despite appearances. That injustice, though it may be the normal pattern of human relationships, is wrong. That oppression of any kind is also wrong. And Jesus witnessed to that, and that's the faith that he exemplified and perfected, which is very different than the faith I grew up with, and I think to some extent still characterizes the church, where faith is described in doctrinal terms. You're with us or you're against us. You believe this or you're going to hell. Legislative terms. Do this or you're going to hell. And hierarchical terms, which necessarily involves the possibility, and more often than not, the realization of oppression of one person by another. So clearly we have multiple problems here. We have the witness of so much of church life, and we also have the danger of misreading what Jesus was about. He did not go around waving statements in people's faces and said, sign this or go to hell. But clearly, that this legislative, judicial, hierarchical, doctrinal pattern of division between us has been very characteristic. In other words, the church is often enough seen, the official church at least, is seen as the judge of the world, not as its friend. Not as this ultimately generous, welcoming, forgiving, merciful friend, the way John the 23rd opposed the church should appear to the world. Not with a spirit of judgment and condemnation. But to take a word from a person who seemed to be cut very much along the lines of John the 23rd, Francis the First, whose favorite word, if you follow all of his speeches, is mercy. Mercy. Mercy doesn't have anything to do with laws or doctrines or hierarchy. Mercy has to do with the quality of human relations, which is supposed to be personal. Person to person, not official. Where it's describable along those same three happy categories of the law, doctrine, doctrinal position, their hierarchy. And necessarily, to conclude, necessarily there's going to be division. Necessarily there's going to be division. If you operate the way Jesus did, there's going to be division. You got killed, and it wasn't an accident. To behave in this way, to be merciful, to be forgiving, to be loving, to be generous, to be courageous, to be honest, as Jesus certainly was, is to invite division necessarily. Can't avoid it. So we need to be very careful, as always. We cannot turn off our brains or our hearts when we listen to the text of the Scripture.